Test 1, 2, 3. Could I get a quick signal report, please? This is Victor Echo 7, Bravo November.
Victor Echo 7, Bravo November, Victor Alpha 7, Golf, Mike Papa. I'm also testing a radio I found. I hear you, 5-5. How do you hear me?
You sound full quieting to me. Your audio is good also. Is that Rob in there?
That is. How did you catch me so quickly?
The perks of doing net control once in a while. I'll just stand by. It's 8 o'clock. James Tango Golf usually does this. Him and Nikki, Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf, but they've asked if we could step in.
For the ice cabinet.
So this is Victor Echo 7, Bravo November. Mike here. We're in North Cowichan on Vancouver Island. And next to me is?
Victor Alpha 7, Juliet, November, November, Janine. Good evening, everyone.
And so we're ready to take some check-ins. We'll be here roughly for half an hour. So check-ins for the ice cap net.
Here's a check-in. Victor Echo 7, Romeo, Papa, X-ray. Oh, I must have scared everybody away.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo, Oscar, Zulu.
No, you did. There they come, Bob. I got Rosemary in there. Who else was in there?
Victor Echo 7, Alpha Delta X-ray.
Victor Echo 7, Zulu, Foxtrot, Romeo.
Okay, well, we got a few in there. Let's hold it right there for now. We'll call for some more in a bit. Let's go right to the top of our list. Then the very first one I heard was, your golf Mike Papa, I believe.
Oh,
it was Rob.
Sorry, let me go back.
Yeah, I think he was the first one with the signal report there. Just to make sure we got on the list here.
Rob.
Yes.
With an R.
So, Victor Alpha 7, Golf Mike Papa. What have you got to say for the ice cap net? Anything going on this evening?
Hey, thanks for the call out. I'm over here at the Vancouver Hackspace, and we're cleaning up the server room, and I found a radio here, and I thought I'd check to make sure it was working, and apparently it is. So the amateur radio club at the Hackspace is dwindling, but there's still a couple of us licensed amateurs here, and every once in a while we find an old radio. Happy to check in, and thanks for the net.
Well, I'm so glad you did. Both Janine and I say thank you for that. And, yeah, no, you're sounding real good, full quieting. So you're on a portable?
Yeah, I was on a handheld inside the Hackspace. We're at commercial and Venables, so not too far from the mountain. So that's why I'm getting a decent signal here. 7-3, and thanks all.
All right, sounds good. Well, you have a great rest of the evening, Rob, and thanks for checking in with us here on the Ice Cap Net. And next up is Victor Echo 7, Romeo Papa X-ray. Good evening, Bob.
Hello, Victor Echo 7, Romeo Papa X-ray. Yes, indeed. Well, what do we got? Sounds like the guest lecture series for the month of November, because I am in the big chair doing this net next week. So everybody out there, when you check in, be nice to me.
Okay, and what about for tomorrow? Is there going to be any chaos?
Yeah, that might be a little tricky. My brother from Penticton is in town, and that's in the afternoon, so maybe a little tricky. I think he's done maybe with his appointment at 1:30, so we may get together for a couple of hours, so it should be okay. Might be a little late, but I can always operate from the mobile, I guess.
Okay, no worries at all, Bob. Family comes first, and we'll keep an eye out anyways for the chaos net tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
Of course.
All right, Bob. Well, thanks for taking the time to check in, and have a great rest of the evening.
Yeah, this could be a quiet evening. And, of course, I will be in the big chair tomorrow morning for the Health and Welfare Net. Had a pretty good turnout this morning, 26, so that ain't too bad.
Not bad at all. You guys keep getting those numbers up for sure. Very good. Yeah, that's been going on for a bit, and hopefully keep right on going.
Yeah, well, we'll look forward to day 10,000. I think we made it to day 2,052, it looks like. I think that was today. So, yeah, we're getting up there. Anyway, thanks, Mike. Thanks, Janine. Thanks for taking the net there. We'll give James and Nikki a little bit of a break. Maybe they will check in just to say hi. Anyway, won't hold it any longer, so carry on.
All right, sounds good, Bob. Like I said, have a great rest of the evening, and thanks for checking in.
7-3.
And next up is Rosemary. Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu. Good evening, Rosemary.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu. Good evening, Janine and Mike. Thank you for taking my check-in, and thanks for doing the net. So nice to hear you. Haven't talked to you in a long time, and I hope James and Nikki are okay. 88 and 73, and 73 to you guys.
All right, Rosemary, thanks for being there. Much appreciated. You have a great rest of the evening.
7-3.
And we'll also send along to 88. There you go. All right, next up, I believe, was Bob. Victor Echo 7, Alpha Delta X-ray. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Mike and Janine. Yeah, you've got a wonderful signal into both the Seymour and the Thornhill voters. So you're full 255. Yeah, you probably looked at it yourself, but you're doing the right things. Anyway, not too much going on here. I usually just try to come and say hi to James and Nikki, so I'll do the same to hi to Mike and Janine. And thanks for doing the net, 73V780X.
Always a pleasure hearing you in there, Bob. You and Sue have a fabulous evening, and we'll talk again.
7-3.
And next up is Victor Echo 7, Zulu Foxtrot Romeo. Valentin, good evening.
Good evening, Mike and Janine. Thank you for taking my check-in. Nothing much going on this evening, just sitting here doing homework. Where is James, Tango Golf? Usually he does it every Wednesday. What happened?
I think he was busy with something. I'm not sure exactly what, but hey, everybody needs a break once in a while. So there you go.
Yeah, all right. That explains everything. All right, yeah. Thank you for taking my check-in. 7-3 to you all.
All right, Valentin, I hope you get done what you need to get done tonight. And it's actually a great night to be inside. It's not too, I don't know if it's raining right now, but it looks like it was earlier. Anyway, have a good one, and 7-3.
More chickens.
I think you got it right there. More chickens. For the ice cap net. This is Victor Echo 7, Bravo, November, Mike.
And Victor Alpha 7, Juliet, November, November, Janine.
More chickens for the ice cap net.
Victor Echo 7,
Victor Echo 7, Yankee Charlie
Golf. Dog pile.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo, X-ray Romeo.
Oh, Tango.
Victor Echo 7, John Gravel.
Okay, got a few more in there. I think we got everybody. We might have missed one, but let's see what we got here. Victor Echo 7, Tango Echo Tango. Chuck, good evening.
Nothing here. Just wanted to check into the ice cap net. Thanks, Mike and Janine, for doing it. Much appreciated. 7-3 to all this evening from kind of a dark and cool and damp pit meadows.
You summed it up pretty good there, Chuck. I think all you need is a nice warm blanket and maybe a warm drink. What do you think?
You betcha. I'll get a coffee there. I think I just got her one, so I should be okay for a while.
Sounds like a plan, yeah. I don't want to be out there this evening either. All right, Chuck, you and Bev have a great evening, and thanks for checking in. 7-3.
7-3.
And a good evening to Chris, Victor Echo 7, Yankee Charlie Golf.
Hey, good evening to you there, Mike and Janine and everyone else on the Ice Cap Net. How's everything going with you two? It hasn't been a while. It's been a while, actually, since I've heard you.
Yes, it has been a while,
mm-hmm,
Chris.
Definitely.
Yeah, what have you been up to? You been out and driving around out in the backcountry or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, for sure, every chance I get. In fact, I'm getting a lot of chances to do that. Long story short, I got an email from the HR at my work, and they're like, hey, Chris, we were auditing the amount of vacation time that people used and this and that. The company went to basically like an unlimited time off policy, take her as much or as little as you want. It's a U.S.-based company. I'm only speculating that they found out that they have to give people a certain amount of time. Long story short on that is that for pretty much every week for the rest of the year, I'm just working 3 or 4 days per week. So that works out well for me. I've been doing a lot of mushroom picking and hiking around and the timber there, lots of good fun, and I will actually be doing, I will be the guest lecturer for the Ice Cap Net on November 19th, so if you guys want to listen to a total train wreck, tune in then.
Oh no, we're looking forward to that. We are going to make sure our ears are tuned up right up for that. Look forward to that, there, Chris. You'll be having fun. You'll see.
Hopefully, I can get into the groove. I don't think I'll be able to unscramble the eggs like you guys just did in that last stockpile. Anyway, I'll say 7-3. Good to hear you both and everyone else on here. I'll be on the side. Victor Echo 7, Yankee Charlie Gold.
Oh, don't sweat it. You'll be surprised how things start to click once you're in there. All right, Chris, always great hearing you in there. You have a fabulous evening in 7-3 for now. I think I heard somebody else with golf in the call sign. Golf in the call sign?
Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf.
PE7, Whiskey Tango Mike.
Okay, got Randy also. Okay, sorry about that there, James. I don't know, I guess there was a little bit of a pile-up going on right when, and all I got was a bit of a golf, barely the golf part, but anyway, I'm glad we got you, Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf. Good evening, James.
Good evening, and thanks for taking the net. I'm the only one on the road tonight. Spent most of the afternoon in the Chemainus Hospital. What a fun place. And they've got a permanent doctor there. That is amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, that is amazing. That's been a long time coming.
Oh, it sure has. He's an American. One of those doctors from out of America. Short guy. His first name is Dr. Killer.
Killer or Killer?
No, with a T, right?
Doctor what?
Dr. Killer with a K. I forgot what his first name was, a letter C, but his last name, yeah, Killer. Dr. Killer. Oh,